can be rendered in 9 different ways. Savanam, hearing. Somebody is speaking and somebody is hearing. So both speaking and hearing, both of them are in the process of devotional service. But that talking or speaking and hearing, not about newspaper, Nixon news. Vishnu, Sabanang Kattanang, Vishnu. There are so many things people are interested in newspaper, hearing and speaking, radio talks, they are also speaking, and so many millions of people are hearing, television, that is also speaking, hearing, news, column. There are so many speaking and hearing. The whole world is full of speaking and hearing. But the distinction between ordinary speaking and hearing and the speaking and hearing about the glorification of the Lord is different. We cannot remain without speaking or hearing. That's a practical fact. But when that speaking and hearing is engaged in the matter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is called devotional service. We cannot avoid speaking and hearing. That is not possible. If you don't speak here or hear here, then I'll have to find out some television or some radio or some meeting, conference, or in some bioscope or cinema. I cannot remain free from these processes of speaking and hearing. That is not possible. When that speaking and hearing is engaged in the matter of the glorification of the Lord, that is called devotion. So, Parikshit Maharaj was on the point of death, and because he was emperor of the whole world, so people generally, if something happens to Mr. Nixon, anyone hears about it within few minutes. Similarly, when it was decided that Parikshit Maharaj will die within 7 days. So he prepared himself. He went to the bank of the Ganges to spend the remaining 7 days of his life. And many saintly persons, sages, kings and demigods came to see him. That is natural, a very, very great emperor. So in that great meeting, the king asked, there are many saintly persons, what is my duty now? I am going to die after 7 days. So there are different opinions, different scriptures, different philosophers. Somebody said that you do this, somebody said you do this, but all the saintly persons, they regarded Sukadev Goswami, although he was the youngest at that time, only 16 years old, they agreed that what Sukadev Goswami would prescribe, that is nice, that will be very nice. Sukadev Goswami said, my dear king, sutubhyadini rajendra ninang santi sahasra. Ninang of the human society. They've got many subject matter for hearing. Srutubhyadini rajendra. Many subject matter. According to the interest, somebody is hearing about business, somebody is hearing about cinema, somebody is hearing about politics, somebody is hearing about something, art, music, gambling, drinking, so many things they have got. Therefore, he said, so for hearing, there are many hundreds and thousand items. Sutubhyadini Rajendra. Sutubhya means subject matter for hearing. Rajendra, my dear king. Sutubhyadini Rajendra, Nina of the human being, Shanti, there are sahasras, thousands of items. Sutubhyadini Rajendra, Ninang Shanti sahasrasa. Apasatamatvatattam grihesu grihamedhinam. They have got subject matter, many thousands subject matter for hearing and chanting. Why? Why they are not concentrating in one subject matter, they are human being? And apasatamatvatattam, because they have no vision about Atma-tattvam, self-realization. Because they have no idea or information or education that this human life is meant for self-realization. They think just like animals. The animals, a dog has got a different engagement, cat has got a different engagement, tiger has got a different engagement, a bird has got a different because they are unable to know what is the purpose of life. Atma-tattvam, apasyatam, they cannot see. So, who cannot see? Griheshu. Those who are compact in household affairs. Griheshu, Grihamedhinam. These Sanskrit words, each and every word, is full of meaning. They are very selected words. As soon as a Sanskrit poetry is written, it is not written by inexperienced man haphazardously, but with great brain, with great rhythm and regulation. In Sanskrit poetry, you cannot write one line in one way, another line in way. There is a regular system that the first portion of the line should contain so many letters. The second portion of the line should contain so many letters. And this should be like, there is a big book which is called Sahitya Darpan, Mirror of Literary Career. It is not that whimsically I write three lines, one line, and a short line next, it becomes a poetry. It is not like that. So, these words, Griheshu Grihamedhinam, Srutubhyadini Rajendra Ninang Shanti Sahasrasa. Who has got many subject matter for hearing? Now, apasatamatvatattam, those who are blind, those who cannot see what is the purpose of life for them. So, generally, people are like this. They do not know what is the purpose of life. as I told you many times, there were big professors, they think that there is no life after death. Even Christian religion also thinks like that, that there is no life after death. What is that? No, there is life. There is life after death. Therefore, it is said, apasatam, one who cannot see, atmatattam, one who can see, he can very easily see, if he has got a little brain, that there is, just I have got my life, one after another. I had childish life, I had boyhood life. In childhood, my consciousness was not developed. I was talking so many nonsense things. My parents and superiors, they are laughing and enjoying. Why I was talking nonsense in that life, and why I am talking now meaningful at the present moment? Because the body has changed. It is very easy to understand. I am the same man in my childhood body. I am the same man in my boyhood body. I am the same man in my youthhood body. And I am the same man in my old age. But in my childhood, I was walking naked. I didn't care for the society. Now I cannot go naked. So it is the question of development of consciousness according to the body. This is the conclusion. So, as I am changing body, similarly, this body changing, when I shall change this body, I will get another body. This is natural conclusion. But they cannot take it. They have no brain to take up this natural conclusion. You have to conclude, perceive, reason. Man has been endowed with reason. This is reason. That if I had a childhood body, I had a babyhood body, youthhood body, and so many bodies, you know, why not next body? And that is a fact. Fact in this sense, even though we cannot understand, we have to accept the words of the authority. Just like I cannot understand how big is the sun globe. It is not possible for ordinary man to understand how much great is the sun globe. But when you go to the authority, he will say the sun globe is 1400 times bigger than this earth. So you have to accept it. Otherwise, what is your knowledge? You cannot experience. Even the people are going to the moon planet. I do not go with them. But when it is published by some authorities, we accept it. So not that everything I have to experience personally for his knowledge. I have to accept the authority. And that is perfect knowledge. As I give you several times the example that nobody knows who is his father, but his mother introduces, here is your father. So mother is the authority. Otherwise, I cannot know who is my father. That's not possible. So there are so many things, not that by our direct experience we can know, we can see. Therefore, according to Vedic principle, knowledge means, perfect knowledge means to receive it from the perfect person, perfect source. That is knowledge. Otherwise, it is not knowledge. Imperfect person cannot give you perfect knowledge. Therefore, our source of knowledge. Now, this point, whether there is life after death or not, we can put our reasons in this way, that I am living, my childhood body is gone, my boyhood body is gone, that is not existing, my youthhood body is gone, still I am existing. So this is reasonable, that even if I lose this body, then I will not, not that I will not exist. In the Bhagavad Gita it is plainly said, all these things. So don't think that we did not exist in the past, we are existing at present, and we shall go on, we shall continue to exist in the future. Not that after this body is gone, na hannate hannamane sarire. This is atma-tattva. This is spiritual knowledge, basic principle of spiritual knowledge. Therefore, Sukhdev Goswami said, apasyatam atma-tattvam. Those who are incapable of understanding this science of soul, atma-tattva, how the soul is eternal, na jayate nama na mriyate va kadachi. Na jayate never takes birth. Soul does not take birth. It is existing eternally with God. As God is existing eternally, so we are also existing eternally. Just like the sun is existing, the sun sign is also existing. There is no difficulty to understand. So we are just like shining particles. That is the difference. God is just like the sun. And we, living entities, just like the sun sign, we can experience sunshine, sunlight. Scientifically, what is this sunshine? Sunshine is combination of several atomic particles, shining particles. That's all. That is sunshine. Even these light sign, they are called molecular particles, combination. Similarly, the living entity is the molecular particle of the Supreme Personality of God. You have seen the aurai, just like in all pictures. There is that aurai, is the shining particles are coming out incessantly. And that is called Brahma Jyoti. It is not very difficult. The rays, the energy is coming. Everyone has some energy, but the energy of the Supreme Lord is manifested through the energy. So many things are coming. Just like in the sunshine, so many varieties of goods are coming. In the sunshine, all these planets are existing, and each and every planet, there are varieties of trees, mountains, rivers, oceans, and different types of living entities, different standard of living. In each and every planet there, just like you find here on this planet, varieties of things. Similarly, in each and every planet, there are millions and trillions of planets. There are varieties. This knowledge, how we get this knowledge? You can say that you have not gone. We are trying to go to the moon planet, we cannot go. And how you can give information of all these planets? Through the authoritative source, Vedic knowledge. Shruti pramana. According to Vedic culture, the evidence is Shruti. Shruti means Vedas. The Vedas are divided into so many divisions. The first divided, Atharvaved, Samved, Yajurved, Rigved. Then the Vedic language, very steep, they are explained in the Upanishads, Then they are summarized in Vedanta. Then they are further explained for ordinary man in Puranas, in Mahabharata. In this way, the knowledge is Vedic knowledge. So, Sukadeva Goswami says that for ordinary man, who is Grihamedhi, Griheshu Grihamedhi, Griheshu, they remain at home, nice apartment, that is Griheshu, or Griha means this body also, because I am not this body, this is also an apartment, I am living within. So, apasatam atmatattam griheshu, in the home, within the apartment, grihamedhinam, grihe, just like we are also living within the room, apartment. I may be a preacher, but I also live within the room. And others also living within a room, then what is the difference? No, there is difference. Grihamedhina means one who has made his life that apartment only, that's all. Anything within this apartment, that's all. He does not know anything more. This is my world. This is my wife, my children, my nice decorated apartment, little bank balance, a car, finished. My life. This is all. They are called Grihamedhi. Grihamedhi, when he has no other idea than that apartment. Within that apartment, everything is finished. That's all. But there is Grihastha. There are two words. Grihastha means one who remains within the apartment, but he is not compact, he is not bound up within the boundaries of the apartment. He has got other business. What is that business? That is Atmatattam. Just like we are sitting here in this room, apartment, others are sitting. We are trying to cultivate Atmatattam, self-realization, and little chanting, but others cannot tolerate. Because they are Grihamedhi. They are compact within the boundaries of the apartment, and they think these people are creating disturbance. So therefore, the Bhagavad says, apasatam atmatattam. They have no idea. They have no respect that these people are cultivating a spiritual knowledge, atmatattam. We should go and join with them and learn from them. No. Stop it. Stop. That is the difference between Grihastha and Grihamedhi. Two words are there. Grihamedhi, the idea is coming. I do not know whether in your country you have got experience, but a bull is blinded and with a rope, is bound on the center of a bamboo and is made into walking around the bamboo. Whole day and night is by traveling over some paddies or working on the grinding mill of oil. So he's blind. He's thinking he's going miles and miles away. But he's within the room or within the place and simply going down. That is called Grihamedhi. They are thinking that they are making progress. They are not making progress because their ideas are compact within this room. They are called Grihamedhis. And Grihastha is ashram. Ashram means where spiritual culture is made. That is called ashram. So, according to Vedic civilization, there are four varnas and four ashramas. social order and spiritual order. Social order, as I was explaining last night, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and spiritual order, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. So, these eight principles of orderly life is human civilization. Unless the human civilization is within this institution of Varna and Ashram, it is animal society. It is not perfectly human society. It is not that because we eat very nicely, in a nice hotel, a nice home, a nice plate, that makes us advanced in civilization. No, that is not advancement of civilization. Because we sleep in nice apartment, that is not advancement of civilization. Yeah, because we have sexual intercourse in a very scientific way, contraceptive way, therefore we are civilized. No. Or we have discovered many weapons to defend us, therefore we are civilized. No. These eating, sleeping, sex life and defending, they are in the animal life. Oh. So that is not progress from the animal life. The progress from animal life is when we are interested in this Atma-tattam. When we are interested with Atma-tattam. So, Parikritmana said that griheshu grihamedina, apasyatam atma tattam griheshu grihamedina. Then what is their business? What is the symptoms between grihamedhi and grihastha? The grihamedhi, they are nidrayahyati naktam babayina cha babaya diva charti haya rajan kutumma bharaninava. This Gihamedi's business is at night, they waste night time, because we have got a limited duration of life. If we do not fully utilize this short duration of life for cultivating Atma-tattvam, to understand what I am, so whatever you are doing is simply wasting time. Whatever you are doing. So how we are wasting time? Those who are apasyatam atma-tattvam, who cannot see, who cannot understand, who cannot vision what is atma-tattvam, what is their business, how they are wasting time. So Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami said, nidraya, by sleeping. They think that sleeping is an enjoyment. If 24 hours I can sleep, that is very nice. Nidraya. Especially, you may not sleep at daytime, but at night you have to sleep, give rest to the body. So at night, everyone sleeps, that's a fact. Therefore, at the Grihamedhi, Nidraya Hyati Naktam, they pass the night either by sleeping or by sex indulgence. Nidraya Hyati Naktam. Bhavayana cha bhavaya. Bhaya means duration of life. They are wasting time in two ways at night, either by sleeping or by sex indulgence. Going to the club, going to dancing, going to this, going to that, or sleeping. This is the business at night. Nidra ahyate naktam, bhavayana cha bhavaya. And daytime, diva means daytime. Cha, artha yahaya, simply searching after money. Where is money? Where is money? Where is money? Divacharthaya. Kutumma bharanenava. Or in maintaining the family, children, purchasing for them, doing something. So, daytime's engagement and night's engagement is finished. Then, where is the engagement for Atma-tattvam? Where is the engagement for understanding, self-realization? This is the difference between grihamedhi and grihastha. A grihastha means he may live just like Here we see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Advaita Prabhu, and Gadadhara Prabhu, and Sivas Prabhu. They are all grihasthas, family men. But their business was different. To cultivate self-realization. Not that Diva Chate Haya Rajan Kutumba Bharaninava. So the difference between grihastha and gyamed is like this. A grihastha is living a regulative life on principles to understand self-realization, and a grihamedi who has no vision, no idea of the aim of life. They are sleeping. So for their goal, he took sannyas, renounced order of life. This Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, the Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, they are for mutual cooperation. They are different departments, but they are mutual cooperation. As I have already explained several times, just like in my body, there are different departments. These head departments, the arm departments, the belly department, and the leg department. Similarly, the human society also be divided into departments. The brain department means the Brahman and the Sannyasi. The brain department. And the arms department means the Kshatriyas and the Grihasthas. And the belly department is the Vaishyas and Vanaprastha. And the leg department, the Shudras and the Brahmacharis. Two legs. This is the scientific division of human society. But unfortunately, at the present moment, they are not interested. They do not know how to divide the human society in four material order and four spiritual order. Of course, there is some order, division, just like still there is a class of men who are very intelligent, philosophers, scientists, poets or writers and thinkers, thoughtful. There is a class of men still. And there is a class of men who are interested in taking part in politics, in administration, in diplomacy. And there is a class of men that are interested in business, industry, trade. And there is a class of men, men less intelligent, they cannot take part in any of these. They can serve somewhere and get some bread, that's all. There are these four classes of divisions, but not in an organized way, topsy-turvy way. Therefore, we find so many discrepancies in spite of economic development, education, advancement. So, the Atmatatam, those who are blind to self-realization, they are thinking, Dehapatta kalatradishu atma sanyesu asasvapi tasa nidhanang pasannapi napasati tasa nidhanang pramatta pasannapi napasati. We are thinking, those who have no vision for self-realization, they are thinking Dehapatta kalatra adi. Deha means this body. And Dehapata. Hapata means children. Dehapata. Kalatra means wife. Adi. Because we begin our life with these things. My body, in the beginning, when I'm child, boy, I think of my body only. And when he grow up, I get my wife, then I think of two bodies. Then from the two bodies, when there are many other bodies, children, we think of, this is our sphere of activities. The Hapato Kalatradishu. And we think that these paraphernalia will give me all protection. Or little further, community, society, nation, or human society like that. Our whole program is on this basis. The Hapato Kalatradishu. Body, children, friends, and wife, and all paraphernalia. We are thinking, just like a man is fighting, he has got his soldiers. He thinks himself quite protected by the soldiers, therefore he is fighting. Similarly, we are also fighting in this world, struggle for existence, and we are thinking they are our soldiers. Dehapatta kalatradishu, atma sanyesu. We are thinking my nation, my community, my country, my society, my friend, my children, my wife, my body, they will give me protection. But Shastra says that tasya nidhanam pramata pasannapi na pasyati. This person, he is so mad that he is thinking that these things will give him protection. He does not see that everything will be finished, annihilated. Tasya nidhanam. Nidhanam means annihilation. Pasyannapi na pasyati. He is seeing, actually, that so many friends, my father, my uncle, my mother, my Jesus, they are all dead. And they will also die. So these people, everyone will die. How they will give me protection? Because he is thinking of protection of this body. But he has no knowledge of the soul, how to give protection to the soul. He does not know. He is thinking, giving protection. The body, however, others may give me protection. It will be destroyed. Tasya nidhanam. So where is the protection? Even there is nice state, even there is nice family, even there is nice good wife and children, everything. But they cannot give me protection when I shall die. Nobody can give protection. This is just like a dozens of airplanes flying in the sky. Sometimes military planes they fly all together, almost, not together, almost in a bunch. But if there is danger, the other plane cannot give me protection. When there is danger in one of the plane, there are, say, dozens of planes around. None of them can give protection. You have to fly on your own strength. Similarly, in this material world, I have to protect myself. Nobody can give me protection. Therefore, how I can take protection? That is atma-tattam. That is understanding of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna is sridam sarva-bhutanam. He is friend of all living entities. So if I want to protect myself from the onslaught of the stringent laws of material nature, then I'll have to take protection from the supreme friend, God, Krishna. Otherwise, these things will not give me protection. Apasyatam atmatattam grihesu griyamedina dehapattakalatradishu. Therefore, our duty is tasmad bharata sarvatma bhagavan haririshara. Sukadeva Goswami is giving advice to Parikrit Maharaj, because he was on the verge of death. He said, tasma, therefore, tasma means there, tasma, Bharat. Parikrit Maharaj belonged to the family of Bharat Maharaj. Therefore, is addressed as Bharat. This India, or not India, this planet was known as Bharatvarsha. And the king of this planet was called Bharat. Tasmad Bharat, Sarvatma, Bhagavan, Hari, Isha, Srotabhya. He finalizes his conclusion. Srotabhya means you have to hear. Because hearing there is, but you have to, especially you, because you are on the verge of death. So who is not in the verge of death? Everyone. We cannot say that my life is guaranteed. It is not possible. At least Parikshit Maharaj, his life was guaranteed for 7 days because a Brahmin boy cursed him that he shall die within 7 days. So these 7 days, there was life. There was some assurance that at least 7 days he would live. But for us, we do not know whether he shall live another 7 minutes or 7 seconds. Any moment, the heart can fail. Any moment I go on the street, there may be some accident. So there is no guarantee of life. So how much we should be interested in hearing about the Supreme Lord? The point is, Parikshit Maharaj advised, he was on the verge of death, and he was advised that for the persons who have no vision of self-realization, they have got multi-subject matter for hearing. But those who are actually interested in self-realization, for them, through Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Hari Vishya Srotabhyo, he should be heard. Who? Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is he? Sarvatma, who is living in everyone's heart. Tasmat Sarvatma Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan. Bhagavan means with all opulences. Ishara, controller, Hari, who can give us relief from all miserable conditions of life. Srutavya, he should be heard. That is the difference between Grihamedi and Grihastha. They are interested of hearing in so many subject matter because they have no idea of self-realization. But those who are actually interested to understand his position in this world, then he should hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, the living in everyone's heart, Sarvatma, Hari, Rishara, Srotabhya, Smarta Vyaj, not only hearing, but remembering also. What you hear in this meeting, if you again remember, that will be very nice. That will fix up the idea. Srutavya, Smartavya, Pujyascha, Nittasa. So if we engage ourselves in hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, the Supreme Master, and all pervading, there are so many subject matter about hearing, about Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Bhagavad Gita is the Supreme Personality of Godhead speaking personally, you can hear. Bhagavad is spoken about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, you do not forget this business. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Vishnu means of the. We shall always engage ourselves in hearing and talking. Talking also chanting. That's why I began with this. Sri Vishnu Sravane Parikit Abhavat Bhaiya Saki Kirtane. So Kirtan does not mean always that we have to chant loudly with drums and these kartals or musical instruments. Kirtan. This kind of talking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this kind of talking about our self-realization, that is also Kirtan. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. There are 9 methods, the hearing, the chanting, that this is also chant. Savanam Kirtanam. If it is about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it is Kirtan. Otherwise, it is useless, nonsense talk, waste of time. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Smaranam, and remembering what we hear
If we remember, that is very beneficial. Satang prasangat mava bija sangviva. In good association, we hear about the Supreme Lord, Supreme Person, and it becomes very pleasing to the heart, to the ear. Tadjur, if we again remember them, then the benefit is there. Satang prasangat mava bija sangviva. Bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha tadjusanat. If we again cultivate by remembering, where Swamiji is speaking about this thing, you apply your reason, try to understand. If you cannot understand, then ask some superior student or somebody else to clear in this way tadjusanat. Then if we make progress like this, hearing and chanting and thinking, and applying our logic and try to understand, then the result will be Ashu, very soon, Apavarkabhatmane, on the path of liberation, we shall increase our faith, sadhya, our devotion, bhakti, ranukramishyati. It will come gradually, and the life will be successful, and we shall be able to go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.
How does one hear nicely?
That you do not know? How to hear? You do not know? Well, how can I explain? With attention. Don't divert your mind. That is hearing. If your mind goes away, then you bring it back again. Just like in the class, the teacher teaches, he says, attention. So attention. With attention, mind shall not go otherwise. This can be practiced. Bhasu yoga jukti na chitosa nanagamina. Those who have practiced, one who has practiced, how to control the mind, not to go outside, but here. That is attention. So our mind is very restless, so mind tries to go. Suppose I am speaking and you are hearing, and mind is somewhere. This is ordinarily, there is such difficulty. But we have to bring back the mind again. Suppose I am sitting here for hearing, but my mind has gone to the store. So we have to bring back the mind from the store again to this apartment. This has to be practiced. The mind will create disturbance like that. Well, that is called meditation. That is called yoga. To control the mind from all other subject matter and concentrate it on the Supreme Personality of God. That is called yoga. Yoga means linking. The mind goes away, bring it back again. Just like your child goes away, you bring it. At home, similarly, the mind is restless. So by practicing, when you feel interest, therefore there is a process. Just like those who are attending this meeting, they have got a little faith. All right, let us go to this meeting. They're talking about something about God. Let us hear. This is called faith, little faith. So you have to increase this faith. That is. So for increasing this faith, you have to mix with these persons who are cultivating Krishna consciousness, little intimate. They are better to live with us for some time. We give a chance, everyone, come and live with us. So anyone can come and live with us. That is called association. Faith, association. Then by association, somebody becomes interested to become initiated.
So I shall also become bona fide initiated disciple. Then as soon as he takes initiation and properly discharges the duties, then all unwanted things disappear. Unwanted things means we prescribe four unwanted things. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. These are unwanted. It is not that without these things a man cannot live. It is a practice only. One becomes drunkard by association. From childhood he is not a drunkard. Smoker, he becomes a smoker by association. It is not that a child is born smoking. No. He is born searching after milk. The milk is essential. Smoking is not essential. But we have practiced it by bad association. So we can give it up also by good association. It is a question of association. So these are called unwanted things. By faith, we make association with the devotees, and by association with devotees, we become inclined to be initiated. And after actual discharging the duties of initiation, one becomes free from things which are not wanted. We don't say it is bad, but it is not wanted. It is not that we are not eating meat. It is not that we are dying. So it is not wanted. If I can live by eating fruits and grains and milk, there are so many nice things, why shall I cause the killing of another animal? This is God consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. Anarthanivitti syat. So in this way, when we are free from the bad elements of life, then we become fixed up in our Krishna consciousness, nishtha, then ruchi, taste, nishtha, ruchi, then asakti, attachment, then bhava, ecstasy, then the next stage is love of God. So you have to practice this gradually, one after another, if you are serious. But everyone should be serious, because this human life is meant for this business, what we are doing. Not for eating, sleeping, mating. That is done by the animals. We also do. And if there is good arrangement for the animals and birds, there is good arrangement for me also. Why God should make arrangement for the animals and the birds and not for the human being? The human being also has got arrangement. But because we don't believe in God, therefore we think that I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to make this improvement, otherwise I will die, I will not get and I'll be able to have my meals. We have created this situation. Actually, there's no problem. For eating, sleeping, making, defending, there's no problem. It is already there. So many people say that, Swamiji, we have to give food to the poor, starving. That's all right. You give. If you think. But according to our philosophy, nobody is starving. Nobody is starving. You show me one instance that one man is dying here out of starvation. Where is that man? But they are making big propaganda. This is especially in India. It is advertised in your country, they're dying of starvation. But you have been in India. How many men you find that they are dying of starvation? Have you seen anybody? But propaganda is going on. And someone is stealing money. That's all. We shall send to India. I know. In New York, there are so many bogus institutions. They are taking money from all the foundations and taking, using for their own purpose. Making some propaganda, some pictures, and there is some arrangement with the foundation man, they are taking money. But actually, this is not problem. We have created such problem. But actually, there is no such. Only problem is scarcity of Krishna consciousness. That is the only problem. That has to be taken very seriously, that people may become Krishna conscious or God conscious. Otherwise, there is no problem. And even there is problem, if you take to Krishna consciousness, all these problems will be solved. That's the fact. So, you shall go now, but I am little. shopkeeper.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.